Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkher and thank you so much for being here with us in this new call and also the new season of Your Divine Uniqueness. So today is the first call of the fall season, and yeah, very, very excited to connect with you again live, to have you with us and really to co-create with you this beautiful and transformative experiences that we are having here with our really amazing speakers. And yeah, and today I'm so happy that Lana Spencer is joining us. She's been with us, as you know, as many of you know, many times before on the show, and I really love the guidance and the information she brings. Like each time she brings the next level guidance and information about stepping more fully into our sovereignty, into our power, and leap forward in our ascension journey. And today we will have a really, really powerful call, and I really love the subject that we will be talking about, and also it will be about the changes that we are experiencing as collective. So it will be about the Book of Choices, the Tree of Life, and the Lightworkers Sanctuary. So we'll talk about that. Lana will explain to us what are these, and also how they can help us, like accessing them, how they can help us to access our higher caliber of self-care, and also align with the new human blueprint. So yeah, very excited about that. And also we have a group activation toward the end of the call, so stay tuned for that. And maybe if, just for those of you who are new to Lana, Lana's work, so she is a multidimensional seer and light weaver, bridger of realms, and spiritual midwife for progressive awakening, personal freedom, and transcendence from 3D to 12D and beyond. So yeah, Lana, really happy to have you with us here. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm most humbly appreciative and looking forward to connecting with you and the audience today. Thank you so much for having me here. I love that it represents a new beginnings too, this yes. new season for you, because really what the information that I'm bringing through for everybody is relatively new, and it's something that's useful for all of us. It can be applied wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in your process of self-exploration and expansion. And so in it yeah, so hi.
Beautiful. Yeah, as I said, very excited, Lana, about what we'll be discussing today. So as I said, like we'll be talking about the Book of Choices, the Tree of Life, and Lightworkers Sanctuary. And like you started sharing about that based on the collective experience that we are having as human species and these times of acceleration. So I would love if we can start with that, like if you can share with us like your perspective of what is happening, what we are called to, and the opportunities available that will make us choose to align with those the three subjects that I mentioned.
Absolutely. And so for those of you that aren't familiar with my work, there is a large consortium or collection of ascended masters, galactics, and light beings who are here with me and here with all of us. So I want you to all know that they are working with you behind the scenes, even though we're going to be doing a group process, what we'll be doing. Open to receive here. If you can put aside the busyness of the day, if you can turn off your phones and your computers other than your listening devices, and really just attune to your I am presence, attune to your breath, listen and just absorb the energy and information, even beyond, this is going well beyond the words what we're bringing through today. So today we are opening the corridors of light, and this literally reflects a new beginning, a new awareness of consciousness. And so within and around you, you are making new connections. And the exploration of the cosmic divine will You are igniting, and this is happening now as we're speaking, you are igniting new possibilities for being. I want you to feel all of this and place your awareness in your solar plexus as we move through. So think of this as the quantum touch point within your bodies for the divine will. The divine will not being a superpower above you, but a super great consciousness, a cosmology of which you are part. And we individuate and we have these beautiful experiences, and we also are opening corridors of light to from the cosmos to a higher expression of collective experience that's coming through for you. So there's much excitement in the cosmos, so to speak. The beings of light, the ascended masters, many, many guides, the angelic realms, the etheric realms, the mystery schools that are reopening, the connections to Lemuria, the sacred sites and temples, all of them are very excited at what is beginning to occur right now as we are stepping into a greater possibility for oneness using quantum awareness. So here is the true freedom to know and express from spirit and to support a collective experience that exemplifies the higher order thinking and benevolent principles of living that are available to you, beloved. So for the last 33 years, it is sort of marked the beginning of a new 27,000 year cosmic cycle. And we began to celebrate this consciously and collectively in 2012, as you recall. We're bringing through in the potential for a golden age, especially the ascension protocols and awakening, which has been centered solely around processing, clearing, and a tremendous amount of seeking and exploration of who we are, what we are, and what that potential means. We're moving into multidimensionality. We are awakening our heart. There's a tremendous personal sacrifice that people have experienced over the last 10 years in particular. So this personal growth period that you are coming out of, this clearing, this quest for clarity, is now being released. And we are being released, the condition and those imprints, in order to wake up out of this entrenchment. So I know that a lot of you have heard and talked about being consciously awake and aware. You've talked about concepts and constructs such as multidimensionalities and quantum awareness. Well, what is that exactly, and how do we express from that space? So what is beginning to happen is that we're releasing a lot of the exhaustion, that intense period of clearing and that pursuit of clarity that we've been in as we've sought for an awareness of what resonance to our beingness is, what that resonant shift is in the collective. How do we embody this, and how do we activate it and bring it through on a high, how do we have a higher vantage point? And so it's been tremendously challenging for a lot of people. And so here's where the Book of Choices and the Tree of Life comes in. What came about was, first, I just want to explain something about myself, because this kind of helps put things in context. I was born with a continuity of consciousness. I already had multidimensional awareness, and my psychic abilities were developed. And that's been with me consistently throughout my life. However, I've also been aware of the larger patterns of awakening and expansion that are occurring globally, interdimensionally. And I've had to wake up and learn within that context and learn to apply them and help bring them through. And all of you, each and every one of you that listens to these type of calls, that participates in spiritual growth work, is in fact a light worker and an anchor of this light. And what's happening now is that we've gone through a lot of bringing through the constructs. We've brought through the templates. We've brought through the blueprint. And when I say we, I mean the collective consciousness, the divine will of God in its many iterations of light beings that are here with us, that are helping us to experience that in physical manifested form. And so as these corridors of light are now open, the blueprint that people have been talking about and learning to experience and express, that genetic structuring of crystalline consciousness that reflects our whole beingness, if you will, that spiritual aspect and element of the sacred that we have not previously completely known. We've felt, we've expanded into, the doors have opened and closed for us. Well, now we have access as though never before. So there was a period of time a couple of years ago where I went through an intense process in my own experience, my own exploration. And I had this experience where I had a lucid dream. It was quite profound. Being that I was super consciously aware in my dream state. I was asleep in my bed. And in the dream, I gave birth to myself in the form of a 12-foot light body, 11-12-foot light body. And I was given this tremendous, along with that experience, as I saw the birthing of that light body, that I was given this huge crystal with a giant array of frequencies in it. It had all these arrays, these rays of light, and they were in form of supergrade that represented the cosmology of our consciousness of divinity or God itself, and it kind of blew my mind in a way. You know, the human part of me. It took me a little while to integrate and synthesize it, so of course I asked the many guides and beings that work with me for help and support, and I underwent a series of transformative initiations to learn how and understand what had occurred in my experience, and how we are in that, how the last 10 years in particular have reflected almost a process of not just of letting go and of clearing, but literally dying without leaving the body. So much is being asked of each of us that has stepped into to become a light worker, an anchor of light, whether it's informal for our family members and loved ones, or whether it's somebody who's out in the world doing light work professionally, the impact has been the same upon all of us. And so in this process, what I became cognizant of was that these array of energies that we're stepping into, and there was a process unfolding, and it's just really come about in the last few months, actually, where it's opening up for us to begin to use these energies that flow directly from the divine. So if you think of the concept of God or Great Spirit or Source energies, we all use many different words for them. They all reflect the same thing, although we all have a different relationship to it, a different understanding of it. But nonetheless, if you were to say that there was a supreme consciousness, a cosmology that represented that pure source energy from beyond the universe of universes, and also infuses and creates our universe. And there are points that connect in the earth that represent this. And one of them, there is a place that represents this, is known as the Tree of Life. And I became acquainted with the Tree of Life in my own journeys in the inner realms with my guides. I was doing these interdimensional journeys that were quite profound. And I was visiting this one sacred monastery. I was beginning to become acquainted with many sacred sites around the globe that are reawakening and are connected to the re-rising of Lemuria, for example, and other sacred sites that are connected to this beautiful interdimensional community that is here to help anchor in these energies, these cosmic divine will energies. And so what I found was that a connection to the Tree of Life, which again represents what was, what is, and what will ever be in the form of this powerful vessel of creation, and shows each observer where one has traversed through the cosmos, through history, ancestrally on this plane and others. It holds the energies of remembrance, the crystalline consciousness. It is, and when I say remembrance, I don't mean just literal memories of life, but the vibrational expression of our pure beingness in a way that I've always known was there and was possible, was part of my own experience, but bringing that all the way through, being it, knowing it, expressing it. It's like it's not just something that I feel and sense anymore. It's something that I live, and it's available for everybody through an exchange of energy and information with this beautiful tree. So it's also the this tree of life is the illuminated quantum representation of all of the sacred flames that exist within and around the planet that are connected to sacred sites and temples. They hold the wisdom of the universe, the essence of life. And each of us can learn to ignite this and express it into form to open up our own unlimited potential in a profound new way. So rather than thinking, rather than being, rather than, say, meditating or trying or stretching ourselves in feeling the stress of being in a world in flux, we are actually being elevated up to a vantage point where we are able to view and nurture and live in integrity with our own supreme being through this exchange with these sacred rays that I'm calling super grade, through the exchange with these sacred sites, through the wisdom of the tree of life. So your relationship to your divine purpose, your freedom pathway, so that which frees you, imagine that through the process of surrender and a new understanding of what surrender is, and a new understanding of what service work and study with the divine rays within these temples and mystery schools will free you and open up all the areas of your consciousness that have previously felt fragmented, separated, stressed, or somehow separate from you. And I know many beings have already done a lot of beautiful work out there, but I work with people all around the world. I've been doing this professionally for over 40 years now. I'd say almost 45 years. And by the way, for those of you that don't know me, in TikTok years and the Earth years, I'm 60. And cosmic years, I'm millions of years, you know. But nonetheless, I see where people are still having this experience of feeling both illuminated and connected and disconnected at the same time. And they are caught in this cycle of wanting to remember, stepping into the quantum field, and yet they're still being pushed and pulled back and forth by, we'd say, just these last little tendrils of connecting us to the old collective paradigm of duality, where we're kind of still energetically stuck in that matrix, and we feel like we can't quite. We feel like something's on the horizon. Many people feel like something's on their horizon, but it hasn't quite shown up. Well, it is here now in this exchange. And one of the ways that we free ourselves from that matrix, that density, that cloud that keeps us from feeling fully, wholly stepping into this blueprint, this experience of expansion and enlightenment that we know is part of our heart is telling us, yes, this is here, is the cloud realm. So in my own journey, when I went through that rebirthing and then that process of dying without leaving my body, where I had to release and let go of every pattern of energy and challenge that I had gone through in order to process it and step into this frequency and step into this consciousness, the Buddha appeared to me in this process, as did Sananda and many other ascended masters, and they took me to the cave of the Buddha and the cloud realm. And so I want to explain that we all have a certain vibrational set point that affects our awareness, that affects our experience, that affects our body, our emotions, our emotional body, our mind, whether we're open to the higher mind and in inspiration of spirit, or whether we are processing more on the surface through limited intellectual, you know, surface sensory experience. We have the psychic senses, which have to be opened up and connected, so they have to come fully online. And in order to do that, it's not a matter of clearing any longer. We're free from that if we know how to work. And so the Buddha took me to this non-physical realm that I call the cloud realm. And it is a very powerful light worker sanctuary for a number of reasons. One, it provides you with a vantage point outside of the constructs of duality and time. It's a powerful place of rest and restoration. So here's the thing. Every one of us that has been processing has gone through a tremendous amount of suffering and sacrifice to get where we're at this point in our experience. And where many of you are highly, highly sensitive, and you feel and experience the world in flux and the intensity of the ebb and flow of these cosmic energies that have been streaming for the last 30 years, especially the last 10 years for some of you. And it's like you're doing everything you possibly can up to this point, and there are still times when you feel like you're that proverbial, you know, the cosmic, you're getting your cosmic butt kicked. It's like, oh my gosh, I had a lot of energy and clarity when I got up this morning. I did a meditation and suddenly I'm exhausted again. I'm really tired. those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So when you, it's really profound. That's what I mean about the world being in flux. It's not just what's outside of you. It's within you what's in flux. And it's because you're stepping into a new timeline and you haven't quite reached that you're there. But your body, your emotional body, your etheric bodies are being developed and cultivated to the extent that you can quantify it and you can process within that realm. So here's the other thing: when you're going through rapid change, and at every area, I can tell you everybody's life on every level is going through changes all the time. And it's like, I literally had somebody calling me at 2 o'clock in the morning last night to talk about how his life was speeding up and going faster and faster, and no matter what he did, he felt like it was just one thing after another that was coming through. We can all relate to that on some level. And so what we need is a way to rapidly restore ourselves and reset ourselves so that we don't revert to fight or flight. We don't revert to that feeling of shutting down and exhaustion. And we stay within a connection to our spirit or our I am presence, or what I like to just say is our super consciousness, because this is the touch point that allows for flow. So the cloud realm itself, what happens is you learn to develop through a process that I teach people, is that we learn to place our awareness through journeying through the Merkaba of light and through the development of our light bodies, and I can show people how to do this very quickly. We learn to place our awareness within the cloud realm, and it allows us to reset very, very quickly. And so imagine if you're super empathic or you're having these fluctuations internally. It doesn't necessarily reflect that there's anything wrong with you. It's just that you are needing some support to maintain and return to equilibrium. And so when you step into the cloud realm in this journey, you, not only is it allowing you to heal rapidly and restore yourself, if you're a light worker, if you're anchoring for your family, if you're anchoring for clients, if you're anchoring for the world, or you're just going through stuff all the time, it feels like, you know, life is speeding up. And it gives you that super conscious perspective because the healing frequencies there connect you directly in clarity, to not only a really refined source of clear light and stillness, but from there you can begin to work with the cosmic rays of knowledge from the tree of life and anchor those within you. So it's strengthening you, it's clarifying you, and every experience that we have is in fact here to strengthen us. So in becoming one point within the divine will, and the flow of the universe is light bringers and radiant teachers of truth, peace, benevolence, beauty, and a higher ordered thinking on behalf of humanity. So you can think of the cloud realm as a liminal space, and it's a place that allows you to open to the super consciousness in the now moment. It's quite profound how quickly it happens. I've literally talked to people that have called me on the edge of exhaustion, and I've brought them into those energies to begin a process. And within 10 or 20 minutes, they're a completely different person. And from there, we can move into,
wow,
you know, working with them. So,
yeah. So, yeah, that was very eye-opening, but also it was like very deep information, but also for me it was an experience listening to you and what you shared, and especially when you talked about the surrender process that we went through during the previous years, and how it is it was helping us to die without dying physically. It really brought some, how to say, some feeling of peace within myself, because I was resisting many things in my life, but it really makes you really feel this trust in life, in the divine will, because when we release this resistance and we surrender to divine will, it also becomes our own divine will, because we are stepping into this state of stepping into our supreme being. We are no longer trying to control things from our ego perspective, but more from our divine self.
Absolutely. And I know that there's been a lot of sorrow and concern in the hearts of human beings, all of us. And when I say that, I mean myself too at times, where we've been asked to expand ourselves so much and to trust. And we say, well, I have been surrendering. I have been expanding, but I still don't know why I'm feeling these flux within myself. I don't, you know, I'm afraid. I don't know if things are going to work out. So, learning, and what I'm finding is that these connections that are being made now are allowing us to ignite the soul's ability to embody a resilience of creation and awareness and presence at the quantum level. And this transformation is coming about as a result of our surrender to the divine will. But it's like, what is that? And here's where I'm bringing everybody back to the tree of knowledge, the tree of life, is that there is an emanation of what that is vibrationally. It's like, and when we are in that presence, not only does it humble us, but it fills us with a sense of certainty and knowing that it's, I'm getting tearful just calling up this energy right now, because I feel it's so profound that it's as though everything we've been sensing and knowing about what truth is in a capital T, and I'm not talking about a billboard that says this, I'm talking about that inner knowingness of what we feel is possible and how we can bring it through and manifest, that is being shown to us at this time. It's why I'm calling them super great energies, because they are clearer, more direct, and available to us, and they unlock those pieces of us that have felt in some way that we ourselves need to be somehow healed before we can have access. That old paradigm, that entrenchment, is releasing, and the surrendering to this beautiful energy, this divine will, is allowing us to flow within a continuous natural cycle, a new natural cycle that is created at this time, where as we are becoming these super conscious beings, new things are becoming old things are becoming new. There's a rhythm there. There's a cosmic rhythm of clarity and peace and beauty that we is becoming instilled within our beingness, that's accessible to us for those that are being drawn to bring these and exemplify these higher ordered thinking and principles and abilities. This is why I'm bringing this information to you at this time. So if you think about the way to express your own superconscious presence within the new earth, within the quantum structure, and you do this by building up energy reserves, so to speak. So as you entrain, as you work with the tree of life and these rays of energy, what we're doing is essentially, okay, we're building up the will, the divine will, the expression of it in the body. And so the three primary touch points in the body for quantum expression at this point is we have the mind, the higher mind, which is connected to higher ordered energy centers and chakras, the crown chakra, the third eye, many glands within the head and neck and the throat. This is the opening of the connection to the tree of life and the divine wisdom. We have the heart, which has been awakened in humanity in several waves of experience individually and is beginning to dawn within the collective. It is not fully awakened in the collective as we know. This is where we're still aware of that fluctuation. And So, and we have, so you can think of the heart as the, as a, as the command center for the quantum awareness to the tree of life. And you can think of the solar plexus as the divine will. It is what allows that, that flow to express itself into form through our individual experiences and, of course, on behalf of the collective. And so what we're learning here as we're learning to co-create and step into this quantum awareness is also how to maximize, potentiate, and use these sacred rays to express, bring through that divine will manifested ourselves. So what people have said, what is my purpose? What are my gifts? Your gifts are expressed through the being in service to the divine will. And it comes in different forms and fashions through these different sacred rays. I'm finding that is quite profound for people. So there is, for example, there I was talking earlier about the Tree of Life, but I also within the Cave of the Buddha, there's something known as the Book of Choices. And there's a replica of the Tree of Life that shows up for each individual soul that journeys there so that you can begin to learn which cosmic rays to create with that are part of your freedom path to open you up fully, to heal you fully, and how to express your gifts in the world. And so those things are being shown as you journey. And also, it's showing you the areas in you that can be shorn up and activated within your soul or so that you have a direct physical connection and embodiment to that tree of life or that cosmology of divinity. So where you, again, where any aspect of your body, your emotions, your etheric that needs to be developed can be done so quickly and easily through the process of entrainment and intentional alignment and use of these super great frequencies. And I'm wondering, Monsef, if you'd like me to talk a little bit about what the super grades represent so that it makes sense to people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the reason that I call them super grades is because they are of such a, again, I sometimes have to struggle with language for that which is an essence energy in this crystalline consciousness that exists in the form of light and vibration and our awareness of these things. And then we have language, and language doesn't quite cover it. So I'm just looking for a way to describe it to let you know that this is pure and clear and in its purest form that I've ever seen on the planet at this time. So I call them super grades because as we're opening these corridors of light, we're creating quantum touch points through the development of our own solar plexus. The super conscious rays that emanate from the tree of life, from this cosmology of divinity or source, is a living transmission in the form of these infused sacred flames. They come directly from the tree of life. The individual rays also are infused in these sites of focused intention that have particular qualities, some for healing, some for knowledge, some for elevation of awareness, for harmony, for prosperity. There's many, many sites around the planet that represent particular manifestations or emanations from this tree of life that come from the heavens, if you will, from this cosmology of divinity and come through the tree of life and that are anchored through the grid systems around the planet in these sacred sites. So we are illuminating them within ourselves. At the same time, we are exchanging with these sacred sites and learning how to be of service and growing both individually and collectively. So it's really, really beautiful in that regard. So these are rays that are high vibrational. They're immersive, but they're also providing initiatory teachings that show each of us individually and collectively how to work with these sacred rays, how to radiate them and emanate them as anchors of light and light workers for the betterment of humanity. So in the use of these super grades, these emanations from the tree of life, they signify the end of exhaustion, those constant setbacks, disappointments, and and that feeling that we're going to be caught in a cycle of endless clearing. So we are, as we use them, we are significantly strengthening and fortifying ourselves. We're stepping into fully activating this new timeline. So this new timeline, this golden age, this cycle of embodiment, by saying yes to them, this consciousness, and being fully vibrationally present within this superconscious awareness. It's not outside of us anymore. It's being ignited within us as we surrender and soften to it. The radiance of our being is coming through. It's so beautiful. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really so inspiring. And as we are talking, like, we feel the energy behind that. And it's like it's great for us, this experience, because, like you said, when we are in this, in this space of quantum awareness and, like, merging with the divine will and being, like, one with it, really, it's really very profound state. It's maybe I can say peaceful, but it's much more than that. It shows us the infinite possibilities and, like, that we can step into, and also our infinite self. But at the same time, it's not about control. There is no urgency there. It's more about feeling of wholeness and also love emanating from that state. So yeah, that was very, very inspiring. Thank you so much, Lana.
You're so welcome. And it is there, the sense of being at war with yourself, being at war with life, being at war with the divisive nature of duality. That whole experience where you see it starts to fall away. Because what we're being asked here is to just hold these states of consciousness within ourselves, to ignite them, and that will anchor in and create the tipping point that we're asking for. And I've seen it on the horizon. I've seen us stepping into it. This is one of the areas that I excel at, is seeing these larger patterns in the cosmos and in individuals, and understanding the bigger picture that we're in. Because when we're all immersed in the everyday business of living, and we're struggling, and we're going, you know, we're facing the challenges that we all have, and sometimes wonderful things too. I don't mean that everything about life is difficult, but there's an enormous amount that's being asked of all of us. So the big picture is showing me that, especially towards the end of this year, moving into the winter, the solstice time, and moving into between 2020 and 2023, is going to mark a profound period of joy. And I'm going to say that again, just simply, like, because a lot of people are going to say, I can't believe it. Really? People have been talking about joy. People have been radiating joy. People have been sharing all these energies to try and move us into joy. Well, I really see that there is an enormous collective cosmic heart that's being created, that literally, that is clear. And as you're stepping into this timeline, as you're saying, yes, it is going to be filled and become quite radiant. And for those of you who are light workers, you are going to really enjoy the experience of embodiment over the next several years. It's going to represent a feeling, a quality of experience that if you say yes, if you're fully present and connect with the tree of life energies, this will come all the way through you, and you will feel everything that you've been feeling in pieces will all come together inside of you. That's the simplest way that I can describe it, and that will be very joyous. It will represent an enormous dropping of stress, of being at war with yourself and the world internally. That empathic exhaustion will change, and a lot of energy that is robbing you from the enjoyment of your experience in life will return. It's like, oh my gosh. I'm really happy to be sharing that information for you. It's like, if you're looking for, it doesn't mean that you're not going to see, other people are going to be choosing a different path, but you yourself as the anchors of light of this golden consciousness that's being brought in is going to create that tipping point. And the next 3 years are going to be pivotal in this process. And you as individuals, you will feel a change within yourself that will represent a feeling of stability that has been in some ways out of your grasp up until this point. And it's not because you have neglected necessarily doing something, it's that this has been a progressive experience in its unfolding. It's taken a while to reach through the layers of density that have been created to have a particular type of physical experience from a cosmic level, and now it is becoming just so much clearer how we can connect and express from this point of view. And gosh, the energies are wanting to come in here, so I just thought maybe we should quickly talk about the classes and then just go ahead and let me finish doing an activation for everybody, if that sounds good to you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just want to say just what you just shared now, it really feels like it makes a lot of sense, because we feel that it's coming, and also it brings more excitement, especially after all the transformation and shifts we've been through. So thank you so much for sharing about that. And let's talk about the Five Life webinars. So I would like just to share the link with our audience so they can follow with us. So everyone, I invite you to visit the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lana, LANNA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast page, or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Lana, you are offering five live webinars, interactive webinars, and also every 15 minutes one-on-one energy assessment session. What our audience can expect from those calls, and what they will be about?
Absolutely. So what I'm doing is and the assessment is absolutely a vital part of this experience, is that I'm connecting you with the Tree of Life, and I'm literally doing an activation for your solar plexus. Remember, I talked about that being a quantum touch point for the divine will being activated within each of us. And the light beings, and there are many, the high priests and priestesses of Lemuria have all shown me the efficacy of this. And so imagine that your solar plexus is not only an energy center, but it is a shield, a hoop that connects you to the hoop of life, to the sacred. And they are creating a ring of energy that begins to vibrate and activate not only you individually, but connects you to the Tree of Life. And then from there, these beings of light and the Buddha are showing me which rays within the Tree of Life will unite and create I'm calling it a shield because it's such a strengthening and a fortification. In order to fully express and to withstand and to hold this energy field that you feel a part of, but you want to bring it all the way in, that's the form part, that's the expression part, all right? As you're learning to do that, you need fortification. We all do. So this is being built. And so and each of us is different, our needs. Some are here for physical healing. Some are here for emotional healing. Some have done that and they're ready to move forward they have specific tasks and goals and things. So each of you will be given rays of light that are connected to corridors of light that connect you to the Tree of Life that represent your personal path. And you will actually have a part in this. This is where the Book of Choices comes in. And those things will be written in the Book of Choices. Those things will be created for you and activated, and you will begin to learn how to use those rays of light to activate your divine nature, to bring that energy through for yourself. And eventually, once you're filled by that, you will begin to, probably most people are inspired to begin to radiate those energies and share them with the world in some form or fashion, if it's loved ones work. So each of you will have a different configuration. And what I'm going to do is I asked the guides which of the rays, all the rays are useful to everybody, as you can imagine. There are many beautiful qualities of consciousness in this cosmology of the Tree of Life. But the ones that would fortify us and that they want people to return to again and again, so they told me to set up these calls. And the first one is this super grade angelic rose ray, which represents the purest form of vibrational love on the planet. Now, many people have been working with the energy of love, but when you experience the purity and the clarity of the Tree of Life, it will change your relationship to this divine expression. And within that, there are sacred sites in the planet connected to this ray that are connected to the crystalline consciousness and this vibration of love, which is actually anchored in several sacred sites on the planet that are connected to Lemuria. So you will begin to, in the call, we will begin to connect with those as well as we are strengthening your connection to this angelic ray. The second one, which is profound, and this has to do with evolution of the collective as well as our own individual, is the ruby ray. Now, the ruby ray represents, on one level, it represents beauty, cosmic beauty of the universe, but it also has to do with the process of up-leveling the relationships to the level of the divine. And as you know, collective consciousness is undergoing, as light workers, that we're undergoing a learning process of stepping into quantum awareness so that we can connect, be telepathic, and move in the etheric realms, the non-physical realms, as well as the physical, and support each other and manifest the golden age, so to speak. However, there's a lot of vibrational changing that needs to happen in relation, not only for beauty to represent this higher expression, but also in terms of improving and healing families' relationships. And so those that are called to use the ruby ray, either for healing for themselves in relationships, and now relationships can be a relationship to self, to spirit. It can also mean represent the up-leveling of the expression of not only creative energy, but sexual energy. And this is an important thing to know because there's been a lot of misuse of that energy in the world. And so there's also a change that's going to occur in each of you as these energies are activated in that will pull a lot of old stuff out of you and heal and bring forth a new divine expression of that for those of you that have partners and want to be intimate and loving in the world. So that's really beautiful as well. The third call is the diamond white ray, which again is for strength and fortification, and it's connected to the dragon realm and the new human Lemurian interstellar temple of light. So it's intergalactic and it's also intra-Earth, it's also a Lemurian power place. But the diamond white ray in particular is particularly amazing because it's for light workers and way showers of the new wave of superhuman consciousness, super conscious humans, rather. Sorry, I can't talk. The energies are acting on me as I'm talking about it. I have this like flower of life energy radiating out of my chest. I'm having a hard time talking. It's like, wow, this energy is so strong. So this particular temple, most of us, when we came in, we have spent our whole lives, if not, you know, a number of years, trying to figure out who we are and bring that all the way through. It's been a constant quest. Well, imagine if we came in all the way awake. Imagine if the corridors of light were already open and supported that, knowing that there are different waves of consciousness on the planet, of which we are a part of. I think Matt Kahn called us the first wave, but those anchors of light that are aware. We are now we have this place, this sacred site, this focused intention where souls can incarnate now, and their consciousness can be supported through this diamond white ray, where they already carry the crystalline consciousness and the seeds of remembering, and they can come through this corridor of light into embodiment without falling from grace, so to speak. That feeling of forgetting and heaviness that came over a lot of us coming into our physical experience. So very, very profound. And also, just as an aside, I want people to know, because people have many different callings, this diamond white ray is also, as you work with it, you find that it is tremendously valuable for helping people make conscious transitions in terms of their own interpersonal experience and journeys, but also for those that are departing at the end of a life cycle. And so this is tremendously clearing and healing and opening up the corridors of light for people that are in death and dying, okay? That's the simple term for it. So then we have the fourth call here, which is the what I'm calling the super great diamond and sapphire rays. And this represents a direct connection to divine will itself, what that feels like, what that emanation is, and what that unlocks in each of us. And so this is a very, very profoundly clearing and strengthening experience as well, because until you experience that purity and that clarity, there's you can say, you can think about it, you can try, but this is an effortless awareness of our super consciousness that we're stepping into, and it just can't help but change you. And this last beautiful call is incredible. So think of the purest, most beautiful connection to nature, and our divine nature is being opened up, and that focused energy from this cosmic ray, this super grade, is a place for one of the purest healing places on the planet, in interdimensionally. And so you're going to begin to open this up and experience this. So all of us, in order to be fully in alignment, we have to kind of restore and rebalance ourselves on a lot of levels. So anytime, whether it's a big thing or a little thing that we need a place to heal, we can use this super grade ray from the tree of life if we learn to journey and connect with this energy. So that's why we've created these, and they are profoundly transformative. And I'll tell you, for example, with the emerald ray, I've had two clients this week just that come to mind already. One who was recovering from a major surgery, and a newborn infant that was struggling, and they weren't sure if the baby was going to make it. And it was not. It was premature, and it had a lot of metabolic problems and respiratory problems. And we use these energies for the parents, and the parents, you know, through their therapeutic touch for the child, and the baby turned around. The baby started to thrive right away, just because there's a lot of stress, and the babies are wide open empathically, so they're feeling stress, and they're feeling this, you know, this electrical energy from the hospitals and all that noise instead of the healing emanation. So it was really useful. The person who was recovering from surgery did a huge shift very, very quickly, and felt an enormous amount of relief on a physical level, as well as a mental and emotional level from the use of this energy very, very quickly. So it's very restorative in a measurable way. Sorry, my dog is here with me. So any other questions about the package?
So yeah, from what I understood, like the one-on-one session, it comes after attending the five live calls. So it's like more about like integrating the energy that's been through and experienced throughout the calls, right?
It can be integrative, but it's also informative in the sense that each of us is really unique. So the reason that I'm calling it the Freedom Path is that each of us has a unique relationship with divine and expression of it. So we will be using not only the rays that are in these classes, you know, that are in the live calls, but there are other ones available. So these aren't the only ones that come from the Tree of Life. So each of us will be getting a unique prescription, if you will, of downloads to the solar plexus region that is ignited and activated so that you can begin working with those energies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's beautiful. And yeah, everyone, if you have any questions about the live calls, or also about what Lana has been sharing with us during this call today, you can type your questions on the question box, and I will share it with Lana. Really, thank you so much, Lana, for offering these calls and also the one-on-one assessments session. Because like we were sharing today, like the how to say, the tremendous like leaping forward in our like divine co-creation with the universe, with the divine. It's the opportunities that are available are really tremendous. And when we step into the super consciousness and we use this quantum awareness, when like we learn to use this and align with the like being in that state, aligning with the tree of life and being in that oneness state, it really we can really become a totally different person and having a totally different reality. Really thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that and for willing to guide our audience through that process. Very grateful to you. And everyone, as always, I really recommend working with Lana. I really love her message and how she really can, on a practical level, can really help you to shift the experiences that you are having and move forward in your ascension journey. So again, you can find the package on the link yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lana. LANNA, or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page when it becomes available there. Beautiful. Thank you again, Lana. And
pleasure. My pleasure. There's so much light coming through for everybody. Are we going to do another process, or are we going to end here? I wasn't sure.
Maybe you can do the activation.
I would love to, because there's a lot I'm seeing. Remember, I was talking about that cosmic heart that is being formed in the collective, and so I want everybody to see, sense, or feel here. Imagine that you're inside of a clear ring of light. You can see it as a bubble. You can see it as a crystal. But imagine some sort of clear bubble of light. We are all in the quantum field already, whether our brains know it or not. And I want you to just take a moment to just start to observe your breath and invite in your higher self. Invite in the I Am presence. And breathe in clear light. There's nothing else that needs to happen here. We don't need to go through a process to raise your frequency. If you breathe in this clear light, it's going to be done for you. So see, sense, or feel this clear crystalline light around you, or just say it. So if you're not someone that's visual, just say it, know it, breathe it in, set in the intention to breathe in this clear light. The field is being activated for you, and the corridors of light are being opened here. This is about the most direct that you will probably ever experience this. Breathing in the clear, and with each exhalation, just let go of processing, let go of the idea of thinking or understanding, just opening. And I'm opening up literally a corridor of light directly to the tree of life here, to each and every one of your solar plexuses. So see, sense, or feel your navel area here, your solar plexus, and there is a ring of light there. You are in a bubble of light. All of you are in a circle of light. There is also a ring of light. Some of you may feel this moving. Some of you may have if you're moving centered, it may make you want to sway in your seat. So everybody will feel this differently. Some of you may feel a gurgle of light. If you don't feel anything, it's still happening. It's opening up. See, sense, or feel a clear ring of light surrounding the center of your solar plexus here. And again, there's nothing to do. Just know that that's being created. It's just creating a touch point from the tree of life to your body here. You can think of it as two points of light making a connection. And just breathe in the clear light. Continue to breathe it in. Breathe it into your skin. Breathe it into your body. Just breathe. And I'm going to hold the field for you now, and I'm going to be silent here. the brilliance of this clear light, clear white light, contains the essence of all of the sacred rays from the tree of life. So if you feel flashes of color, sense things, that's to be expected with this crystalline diamond-lighted energy that's beginning to radiate now, and it's going to probably get stronger for some of you. This is why we did this at the end of the call, in case you get knocked out. And some of you will feel this. And just breathe in the clear light. And imagine relaxing, letting go. Imagine not having to think about feeling connected. Just let that go, all of it. Just say yes to the light. That's enough for right now. That is all you need to do. So you can think about the tree of life energies the way they are right now as being direct, in the sense that we don't have to think about the sun. If we walk out into the sun, it's obvious the light is there. It's the same thing with this energy that's flowing right now in its purest form to each and every one of you. It's flowing through all of you. It's happening automatically, just like the sun in the sky is automatically there for you. And can you feel the clarity coming in as your body becomes a vessel for light and container of light in a way that has never quite been fully present before? Feel it, say yes to it coming in just a little bit more right now. It's coming in through the breath. It's flowing through the breath in waves, particles, fractals of light, the superconscious streaming frequencies. It's permeating the fog of your brain, the brain stem, the nervous system, the glands, the chakras. Coming to land beautifully in the and behind the solar region. So how you digest and process and metabolize the highest levels of light in physical form. And this is coming. This tree of life, this flower of life, is the tree of life is becoming the flower of life within each and every one of you. That's how I would describe it. So the blooming, the expression is the flower of life. The tree of life is the essence of your life and light. And these two things are communicating in a way that is new and beautiful and limitless in design. Can you feel that blazing like a sun, birthing gently, opening up the corridors of light within and around you? And especially some of you may feel this as a wave within the belly. And remember to breathe, dear ones, breathing in the clear light. Saying yes to the clear. Saying yes to the tree of life. You are opening to it. It is opening in you and blooming and growing. Opening and flowing. And all of the angelic beings, the guides, the masters, the ascended ones, and the ascended parts of you are coming into view now. Wow. Ascended parts of me. What is that? It's coming in right now. It's connecting to your belly. And trust is going to become so much easier for you, beloveds. Trust is a big one. And of course, doubt and judgment arises from that ambivalence. But trust has become so much easier because your connection is going to be so much clearer. And this will be profound. This will have such a profound effect on your will to be here, your will to live, your will to keep going. But not to keep going because you're persevering and dragging along, but because you friggin' enjoy it. I had to say it that way. It's like, well, you're going to feel differently in this, beloved. Yes, yes, yes. Gratefully and graciously, yes. Humbly and healingly, yes. Lovingly and appreciatively, yes. And can you feel the dawning of a gentle, beautiful clarity and stillness is occurring right now? Fall into that, beloved. Breathing in the clear. Feel that wave coming in. This is life itself. On a level of experience that is both ancient and new, and profoundly beautiful. Bring this light, bring this clarity, bring this peace into your hearts now, not only through your breath, but breathe it in and pull it into your hearts, pull it into your bellies, pull it into your head. And soften and surrender. And each and every one of you has a direct connection to the Tree of Life now. And you have but to meditate and ask inside for a strong vibrational connection to the Tree of Life. Breathing in the clear as I showed you today, and you can begin to connect with it in its radiant form, breathing it into your heart. Now to learn to be, to understand the uses and applications, and to explore the rays, you'll need to work with me directly to build on that knowledge. But you can begin to connect with the emanations as we did today. And I invite, encourage all of you, for those of you that were really moved by these energies, to stay in the frequency, stay connected as we gently end this call with the brightest of blessings and such a great appreciation for all of you beloveds that are co-creating what will become the tipping point for the planet. And these experiences will be to represent your connection to the Tree of Life, will represent the tipping point within yourself, dear one. It will change everything about your experience moving forward. Brightest blessings, and have a beautiful day. And Mansa, thank you so much for letting me be a part of this beautiful community. Thank you.
thank you to you, Lana. For creating this really beautiful space that we experienced today. That was so inspiring and also like opening our eyes to what is possible for us, and also understanding the experiences and challenges we've been through, and also what we are able to create when we are in that state of oneness with the divine, and like when activating the super consciousness within us. So really thank you so much. And the activation was really, really beautiful. I loved it. Thank you so much for that.
And I love you, Monsa. I really do. Thank you so much
love
for having
too.
Me.
Thank you. And everyone, really thank you for being here with us. Thank you for co-creating with us this beautiful experience. That was really amazing. Really thank you so much, everyone, because also your presence is really what allows us to experience this with Lana and help us co-create these experiences. So thank you so much, everyone. And again, I highly recommend working with Lana and joining her five live webinars, and also you will have the 15-minute assessment session with her. Again, the link for that is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lana. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Lana. LANNA. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. With that, everyone, I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.